Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. Up first with a little sum. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Hey, Bones, so when we did Spicy Christmas Lunchbox, I had him, so I gave him two $10 scratch-off tickets, but you ended up taking those because he got greedy and went for the luxury prizes. Did you ever scratch those off?
I did.
Okay, did you win anything?
I did, $100.
What?
I sure did.
That's awesome.
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny you bring that up. I wrote that as a note. So, we all did a little gift exchange. We did a gift exchange with a game. Lunchbox from Eddie got lottery tickets. Now, Lunchbox had the option to trade it in for some of my luxury prizes, and he did, and he didn't get luxury.
No, I got crap. I got bath lotion and a tie.
And then he traded that in.
And I got a stupid oven that you put on your counter, but you already have an oven, so it was stupid, so I traded that in. And I got a hot chip. And then you tell me you got $100, so this is just pain to my misery. And
but I didn't choose the 100.
No, you did.
No,
he didn't.
You did. And I won $100.
Wow.
I sure did. Off one was a loser and one won $100.
That's
I guess I won 90 if you paid 10 for it.
You won 100.
But I
paid for it.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
I'm glad you reminded me. Hit
why
for
does the world? Why does the world hate me?
It doesn't. They were yours. You made the decision to trade them in.
Yeah, because when you said luxury, I thought, oh my God,
these
are going to be extravagant.
You made the decision. And Scuba traded it in for like a $300 gift card.
Yeah, you got like a $300 Amazon gift card.
Thanks
Not
for asking.
Me, though.
Yeah,
good.
No problem.
All right, up next, here he is. The world's against him, apparently. Lunchbox, everybody. Good morning, Lunchbox.
I do have some good news. I ran into a listener who works in the news, and I have a good shot at getting on the news, guys. I pitched this news person. I was like, look, I got this great idea about me riding my bike to work to save gas, fight high gas prices. And they were like, that is so awesome. And I was like, so you're going to put me on the news? They're like, we have no control over that. You have to call the newsroom and pitch your idea, and then we get assigned the news stories that they want us to do. So on my play today, call the news. That means they are interested. This person told me I should call the newsroom. Sounds like they're going to put in a good word for me.
So I heard through the grapevine that you already tried to call one of the news stations.
I called one.
But we don't have, which is why he's still saying he's going to do it. We can't air it because they said you can't air our audio.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But so I'm going to call.
Did they also say no?
No, they didn't say no. They didn't say no. They just said couldn't air it. So we are moving on to another news station.
A better one, obviously.
A better one. Obviously knows what good news is. And we will talk to them today. And hopefully they're going to bite.
They're not. But how?
How do you know?
How did that go? Did you record that call?
Yeah.
And then you said what?
I just said, hey, you know, well, at the end, I'm just like, you know, hey, thanks for being on the radio. It's Lunchbox, Bobby Bones Show. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and air this. Like, whoa, wait a minute. What? And then they were just like,
That's your spiel for consent?
Yeah, he always squeezes it in at the end. Like, all right, thanks for being on the radio. It's Lunchbox. Okay, you got to go.
No. That doesn't really count
if you just go, thanks
for being on
the
radio.
No, then we talk about, you know what I mean? But you wait, you get the conversation done, and then you sort of massage them at the end.
You massage them?
Interesting.
Sounds disgusting.
Well, and a lot of the times Scuba does the massaging because he knows better, like, talk. I'm not very professional.
Well, I hope it works out.
So get ready when you hear this next one. Oh, man, I've got a feeling this one's going to bite.
Well, Mike D got on the news. It's pretty cool.
Shut up.
Multiple newses.
We don't care about it.
Shut up. Okay.
Dang. Wow.
We've already talked about Mike on the news. That's enough. It's old. Like, we don't talk about that anymore.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Wish me luck, guys.
Up next.
Wish me luck.
Amy, wish him luck.
Good luck.
She wishes him luck. Here is Amy, everybody. Go ahead.
My kids saw Puss in Boots, and they told me a little review, and my daughter even recorded something like a PSA for parents.
Is that movie a Shrek?
Yeah.
Prequel, spin-off. Sequel,
yeah,
spin-off.
It's the cat in the
is
boots.
Is it after Shrek, and is it in the theater, or is it rent?
It's in theater, and this is like the second one, I think. It's called The Last Wish.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the movie?
Puss in Boots.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Puss in Boots.
Okay, it's not puss.
No.
That's what comes out of like a wolf. Got it. Puss in Boots. Got it. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So this is something that she's recorded?
Yes.
A PSA from Amy's daughter about the movie. Go ahead.
To any parents who want to take their kids out to see Puss in Boots, it was an okay show for me. But for a little kid, is a great show. Heads up, they do say some cuss word, but they beep it out.
Okay.
Oh, so there is no curse word. There's beeping, though.
Yes.
Okay. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 96%.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's 15, so she says for her, it's okay. But for little kids, great.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Did Mike like it?
Mike, I don't think Mike watched Puss in Boots, did you? Movie Mike hasn't caught that one yet. Mostly he's doing adult movies.
He used to go to cartoons a lot.
But only like the ones he liked as a kid.
Adult movies like sounds nerd. Interesting.
Yeah, he watches those.
I don't. Whatever, you know what I mean. Okay, this, by the way, is Colton from Missouri.
This guy can whoop a kangaroo. He also works with Morgan number two. He's got a friend named Lunchbox. That guy is tricky as a fox. This guy had two phones. He also is known as Bobby Jones. But he really is Bobby Bones! Yeah, yeah!
All right. Thank you very much. I got an invitation, and I'm not a very good golfer, but I like to play golf. Only started playing on the last little bit of my life. Never played early. We don't really have golf courses where I grew up. And so I got invited to play in this big tournament called the Pebble Beach Pro-Am in California. And it's on TV. And that is very scary to me. And not only that, they said, hey, you get to pick a caddy. And it should be someone who's very knowledgeable in golf since they can help you and, you know, la, la, la. So I called the most knowledgeable person I know, Eddie. Eddie's going to be it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, yeah. Has he caddied for you before?
Yeah,
now,
I have.
Right?
Yeah, but
I
it wasn't on TV. And he forgot my clubs. We'd go walking and he wouldn't even have my club.
It was like one time. I was talking
wear,
to someone.
He wouldn't wear the uniform he's supposed to wear. Mm. It was a whole thing.
So this is next level.
Yeah. I'm nervous because it's going to be on TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm also nervous because they said, bring the most knowledgeable person who can help you with your golf game in the middle of the...
And I'm the most knowledgeable?
Well, I just picked Eddie because I don't know anybody knowledgeable.
So I am the most that you know.
So it's going to be us too.
Yeah. But aren't there like, don't you have some artist friends that literally played golf in college?
They're playing.
Yeah, they're playing in the tournament though.
Oh.
Like also Darius, Charles Kelly, Jake Owen, they're all playing in it. Ben Rector, who's not country, but he's a friend of mine too, he's playing in it. Steve Young, Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, there's just a lot of people.
Okay. They're probably busy.
And they've got
professionals. Yeah, and you think they'd have that time to caddy for Bones?
So no. Eddie is going to caddy for
That's
me.
Awesome.
And we're probably going to get kicked off the course.
Maybe. It's going to be awesome,
though,
dude.
That should be the end of the month. I'll let you know when it's on TV. It'll be on Golf Channel. And there's a cut. I probably won't make the cut.
Let me tell you something. We may win this thing.
Listeners can come, though, if they want
to
come.
Do you have a partner?
What do you mean?
You assigned to, like, a...
Yeah, a pro, but it's not really... I can't... Yes and no. I still have to play my own ball. But you guys, if you're up in that area, because we're on in a lot of Northern California, just go to attpbgolf.com and there are tickets. And Eric Church is playing, Jason Bateman, Will Arnett. So it's a big deal. But again, they have real caddies and I have Eddie.
Have we talked about my fee?
We
you know,
not.
Like because there's a percentage, you know, like if you win it all,
I'll
I
tell
get,
you what,
like,
I'll give you 10% of my winnings.
That means you're not getting anything.
Hey, I give you 10% of whatever I win.
I knew it.
Thank you. Let's get going with today's show. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. We recently moved back to the great state of Texas where football is embedded in the culture. Our town is full of team spirit.
which is a former athlete and sports fan I love. My oldest of three sons is 9. He has started to show great interest in football. He played flag football last year and is persistent about asking to play tackle football. Registration right around the corner. I'm torn. Part of me wants to allow him to play. He's a good kid, and I believe the experience will teach him a different type of discipline. Part of me is concerned about exposing him to injury, head or otherwise, and an overly competitive environment too early. How early did you start playing tackle football? I know Amy's son played tackle football last year. What advice do you have? What advice does she have? What advice does Eddie have with his four boys? Signed, an unsure mom in Liberty Hill, Texas. My answer is I started playing peewee tackle football in the fourth grade. And it was real deal. We hit full pads. You didn't hit hard because you're fourth graders. Although I felt like it. I was quarterback too.
Oh, really?
I was quarterback all the way into like eighth grade.
And then they realized you weren't that good?
And then they were like, you know what? You're too good.
Okay.
I was too good. I was still backup quarterback for a couple years. I loved playing football. It really instilled discipline in a lot of ways, showing up, best effort, being a leader, being a follower. All that happened. I think I lacked a male influence in my life because I didn't have a dad for a lot of my life. And that was what I needed at that time in my life. And I played all the way from fourth grade until I graduated high school. I do understand now, because the more data that comes out, yeah, you're taking two bodies and just slamming them together. And these bodies are getting bigger, faster, stronger all the time. Doesn't matter what age it is. Seventh graders are starting to be faster than the old version of seventh graders. 11th graders, college, NFL players are so fast and so big when they slam into each other. And I'm taking the situation last week out of it. Although that was a really bad deal.
Scary.
But I think if we had a son now that was like 11 or 12 and wanted to play, it would be worthy of a discussion based on this, because it is a real concern, but I don't know that I'm going to shut it down. Because soccer, you get a lot of concussions. I think that's the number one most concussed sport in high school is soccer. But football, you're dealing with a lot of injuries that are happening because of impact.
Sure.
But I do think that you are right to be concerned and to consider this. And I think it depends on your son as well. I don't really have a cut answer here, other than I think it's good if you do your research on CTE and how it's affecting younger and younger folks, and then come up with your own solution. But I'm not going to say that let everybody play football, because there are some risks now that we didn't know about, but it was such a big part of my life and it still remains there, that I think any team sport, if you could get them interested in another team sport, basketball, baseball, I mean, that would be great. But if he really wants to play football, I don't know how I'm going to keep somebody from playing it, honestly. Amy?
Well, I loved my son being a part of a team, like you're saying. So I love that he enjoyed football. And for my son, I didn't really have to worry. Obviously, I'm concerned about him out there on the field, but he would always hang back.
So he wouldn't want to get hit?
He was not trying to get tackled or be a part of tackles. So thankfully, I didn't have to worry. But it's a valid concern, and you could talk to the coaches.
Well, the coaches are going to say play.
Right, I know, sure. But just talk to the coaches about, know, like, hey, what are we doing in
They're
this
like,
league?
I wouldn't let my kids do it. Wait, but you're the coach.
This league to prevent injury, maybe.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're not. You're really not.
Nothing?
No, not any more than any other league, unless they're just non-contact.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, play flag.
You could, but when you get to an age, it's time to play tackle.
And nobody else plays flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie?
Yeah, you know, I played high school, middle school, and high school. I played football in middle school and high school, and I hated getting hit. Hated it. So I'm banking on my three younger kids. I know that they're going to want to play football. Two of them already play flag football. They're going to want to play tackle football. But I guarantee you, two out of the three, once they get a good hit, they're going to want to quit. And I'm banking on that because once...
He's hiring a hitman, a bigger kid to come.
I'm banking on that because once they do get hit, they're going to realize, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this like forever, like and play football and get hit and hurt. I mean, it didn't feel good. So if they really, really want to play, there's really nothing I can do about it. Like, my dad did that to me. He took things away from me that I really wanted to do, and I kind of resent him for some of that stuff.
Here's what I'm going to say. As a parent, either decision that you make, that is your decision as a parent, and it's not wrong, because both sides would tell you you're stupid and wrong. Yeah, I'd let my kid play football. What's this country going to? There's that side, and then there's the side that's like, yeah, no, literally, head injuries, up, all across the board, all ages. Because we know now what to look for. Not that they weren't happening before. We now know what the overall impact is over sometimes not even a long period of time. So you make the decision and you're good either way. And then just have a constant communication about it. Hey, being so vague, but there's just not a wrong way to do this.
Yeah.
What was that movie called that Will Smith was in?
I never watched it.
Concussion, I think, right?
Oh. Yeah, I think it was called Head Injury.
I did watch CTE. I was just going to tell her to not watch that.
Yeah, don't watch that.
Okay.
True story.
I mean, it's true.
That's a true story.
Yeah. You want to know the facts, but it'll also scare you.
Thank you. That's the mailbag. This is where we have Morgan watch a show that we used to watch when we were kids. Morgan, how old are you?
I am 29.
So we make her watch things like Seinfeld, which she only gave it a 2.5 out of 5. Mm. Back to the Future, she gave it a 4 out of 5. Wayne's World, 3.5 out of 5. So all we're doing is making her watch stuff we thought was cool just to see if it's still cool. So we made her watch Alf, which I loved Alf as a kid.
So good.
Yeah, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
Alf was the little creature from Melmac who liked to eat cats, and he lived with a family, and the whole time they didn't want me to know that they had Alf, which stands for
Alien life form.
That's it.
There you go.
Woo. Nice.
We got there.
Morgan, you watched Alf. How many episodes did you watch?
Yes, I watched 10 episodes.
And what platform is it on?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Did you have to pay for anything
Peacock.
Extra? Okay, Peacock. Okay,
it was a P.
I get confused too. Yes. What'd you think about Alf?
Well, I really liked it. I laughed a lot during the show. I thought the comedy was on par still today. Like, I still got a lot of joy out of watching it. And it was cool to see something that was obviously pretty ahead for its time doing, like, an alien creature. And he was really cute. Alf is a really cute little creature. But I have to say, it's as a superhero fan, it's hard to watch something that is so outdated as far as effects. And watching him, like, move around was not the same as watching, like, a Marvel show today.
Well, you know, there was a guy in that costume. There were no effects.
I know. It was weird. Like, it was so old. Like, just watching it was old. And, like, watching the spaceship come down, you could just tell how old the show was, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah, technology wasn't that good then, though.
Yeah.
But I don't even think they tried.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was meant to be corny, where, again, there was a little man in the costume. And then also the spaceship was just a bunch of lights, wasn't it, basically?
Yeah, and like it kind of, they made it look like something was happening.
So Gordon Shumway was Alf's real name, because Alien Lifeform wasn't his name.
Right, right.
And before she gives us the review, that show was so popular in so many ways that for a while, Alf's done a couple different talk shows, meaning like late night talk shows.
He would show up.
I kind of remember
that.
No,
he would host them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that there's been Alf cartoons. I mean, Alf has spun off in many ways. Morgan, what did you give Alf on the scale?
Because it made me laugh so many times, like actually out loud, I give it 3 out of 5 cats.
Mm. Would he eat the cats on
TV?
He'd
always try to be like, oh, no, he never actually ate a cat. Okay. They never actually let him eat a cat because that would be mean, but he always loved to talk about how he liked to eat cats.
That's and he got funny. Suspected of eating the family cat a lot.
Mm-hmm. The guy who played Alf, who was inside the costume, died at 77 years old pretty recently. Was a really small guy. But I loved Alf. I thought it was so funny. Morgan gives it 3 out of 5.
Yep.
And it is on Peacock if you want to watch it. Which, by the way, so is my show, Snake in the Grass.
Yes.
If you want to go watch Snake in the Grass, just go search on Peacock. I guess search for Snake. And I think it pops up. I don't know. All right, Morgan, thank you very much.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Andrea Stepovia is a Ukrainian national, but he lives in America with his wife, Tara. And last February, he went to Ukraine to visit his mother. Well, Russia invades, and he got stuck. All the borders were closed. So he hadn't seen his family in a year. Well, this past New Year's, he got to get out of Ukraine. He came home and reunited with his wife. They celebrated, and here's a clip of his wife talking about it.
I am just so grateful. Obviously, for this New Year's Eve, too, like, this is going to be the best New Year's of my life because I just can't believe this is all happening now, finally. But yes, it was the worst experience ever.
That's why I don't leave my house. I don't want to get trapped anywhere else.
Yeah. I think you're good.
No, no, no. That's why I don't leave, because something might happen. Russia might invade wherever I am, and I'll be trapped. And I don't like that.
Okay, it's possible.
What was his first name?
His name is Andrea.
I bet people think he's a woman everywhere he goes if they just see his name.
Or unless it's Andrea. I don't know.
Still, when you read it, it would look like, and I assume he's like so annoyed, but it's probably not a woman's name in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have probably I'd been like Andy or something. If I'd
Andre.
Came, whatever.
No, Andre's a good one.
Nah, even Andy. Andre seems a little fancy. You know? Oh, but that's a good story. Glad he's back
home.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy's son sent a question in for us. and he wanted Amy to ask us all. What's the situation?
Well, he got a kid's meal, and it came with his little toy or surprise. And then we just got to talking, and he was like, do adults get these? Because they're awesome. And I thought, well, no, we don't really get. We order like a combo number one, and it comes with what it comes with. We don't get anything. And he's like, well, what would you want? And it got me thinking, well, what would we want if we got kids meals with stuff inside?
Adult meals.
Yeah. Okay,
adult. But there was a little prize in it as well. What would you want? What's the one thing if you got it you'd want?
I feel like I'd appreciate a cute nail file. It has to be something that the restaurant can afford to throw in, or some dental floss.
I would want a glasses cleaner.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because
that's
so hard to keep track of. I would want one because I wear glasses, obviously. Inside the meal, there's a good glasses cleaner or a phone charger.
Oh.
Damn, that'd be awesome.
Phone charger's
in
legit.
In the adult meal. Adult meal also sounds a little dirty, but it's not. But it's just the opposite of a kid's meal. What would you want in your adult meal, Eddie?
Ooh, I'd like a pack of golf balls with the logo of that place. Like that's if it's good. Sonic, I want Sonic golf balls.
That'd be cute.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Lottery tickets.
Obviously.
Why would they do that?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Lottery tickets, that works.
And that's maybe it's a lottery towards the restaurant. Like you scratch it and you get a free burger.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So McDonald's used to do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. We saw that on the documentary McMillions.
The Monopoly one?
Yeah. What?
Oh, that was, you were never going to win the grand prize.
So that McMillions, is that what it was called?
Yes.
It was all about how they did that Monopoly game for millions of dollars.
Yes.
And what was the payoff there? What did we learn? And what was the big conspiracy or what really happened?
I don't know if you want me to ruin it, but there was people that were in charge of the game were stealing the pieces and giving it to family members, so they were cashing all the major prizes.
Dirty.
So you, us, the
how did they not track that?
They had it handcuffed in briefcases, and they were still able to trick people. They would go in the airport bathrooms.
But how did they not know if an executive's cousin wins?
No, they would give it to a cousin who would give it to the lady down the street.
There were that many people involved in it?
It was
how did they catch them?
I don't remember exactly how they caught him, but it all unraveled. Like, people started to end up dead. And
what? Dead?
Yeah. It's crazy. It is such a good documentary.
So that's why we never got Boardwalk?
Yeah, the public never had a chance.
Did the public ever win any of them?
No, never.
Really? There wasn't even one, like, random.
Well, at least in the documentary, it makes it seem like they were all given to people they knew.
Dang.
It's the story of an ex-cop turned security officer who rigs the McDonald's Monopoly game promotion for a decade, stealing millions of dollars and building a vast network of co-conspirators across the U.S. Well, you know, once you start including more than two people, eventually it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Sure. They can't keep secrets.
But they got away for 10 years.
Right.
That was basically the lottery. That's what would happen to lunchboxes. In your prize, that's what would happen
exactly,
eventually.
That's exactly yes. What would happen. But McMillions, I mean, it is a great, if you have time, documentary to watch, you'll just be like, wow. Because, I mean, I remember on air, Bobby and I, when they would come out, we would go to McDonald's and buy $100 worth of just cups. We didn't want to eat food.
We didn't want the cups filled with anything. We just wanted to peel the cups off.
Just to peel them off. And I come to find out, we never had a shot.
We won like six hash browns.
Wow.
That's it. All right, thank you, guys. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. There's a restaurant here in town that's been open for just decades, and they finally closed because they wanted to retire. There's a whole story locally. And so they were doing kind of a newspaper digital tribute to this restaurant that's been such a big part of town. And they were interviewing Rose Arnold, who runs the restaurant, Arnold's Country Kitchen. Just talking to her about some of the great things that's happened. And there was a story that came out in it, and I'd never heard it before, and I thought I would share it. And she said several years ago, a family member with cancer needed to get to Minnesota quickly because they had a brain tumor. And she was nervous that if they flew, that would be bad for the brain tumor because it happened so quickly. And as she was talking about it to somebody in the restaurant, the article says, a customer interrupted and said, I'll get him there. And Arnold's relative arrived in Minnesota at the hospital the next day on Jake Owens' tour bus. And so I asked him about it. He's like, yeah. He'd never talked about it, but he said he heard her talking about how did they get him to Mayo Clinic. And Jake's like, you don't have to fly him. I'll just send my driver and tour bus, and it'll take 12 hours, but you can just sleep on the bus and arrive there.
Amazing.
And that's what he did.
That's really cool.
He just said, okay, the tour bus, just say where. And the family got on the bus, and it drove them up to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And the guy's still alive.
Yeah.
And so
special story.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I posted it on my Instagram because I was like, I know he's not going to post this, even though it has now made the news because she was talking about it. I know he's not going to post it, but I thought that was such a cool story.
Because it happened a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened, I think, 10 years ago or something.
Wow.
8 years, something like that. Wow. But Jake was just sitting in the restaurant and overheard it. And was like, hey, sorry to interrupt, but I can actually help you do this. I have a tour bus and the whole family can get on. You can go to sleep. It'll take a little bit, but you can sleep the whole night and you'll arrive there and not have to worry about flying. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And it's not even just that he just sent a tour bus. I mean, he that's expensive. He paid for it. I mean, it's his driver, gas. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And for him just to go, hey, I got you. I thought that was awesome. It's a really cool story. And a lot of people were commenting on my Instagram too. They had no idea because it wasn't a shared story. So I just wanted to share that because I thought it was so cool of him to do that.
Yeah.
And obviously Jake and I are friends, but I didn't know that story. And I was like, hey dude, is this true? What if he'd been like, nah dude, don't.
Somebody made that up.
Made up.
So, that's a different Jake Owen.
So he told me the story about it after I had asked him and it was out there, but really cool. Just love to see that. I do want to play this from Chandler in Waco, Texas. This is a voicemail we got last night.
I noticed that Amy hasn't done a bird minute in a while. Can she do one soon and give us an update on her bird watching? Love the show. And my mom's name is Bobby, too.
Well, thank you very much, Chandler. Amy had a brief period of her time where she was fascinated with birds in general. And she hasn't done a bird minute, but let's do it here.
And now it's time for Amy's bird minute.
We've got new research from scientists at King's College in London that says seeing or hearing birds provides a feeling that's so uplifting, it can last for up to 8 hours. So bird sounds are really good for our mental health.
I get annoyed when birds are yapping outside the house.
You do?
What?
Yeah.
There are annoying yaps. No, this is a peaceful one, but there are the ones outside the house that are like looking for food.
Yeah,
like,
those are crows.
When you go eat at a restaurant, they're
And that was Amy's bird.
You only got a minute. We're moving on.
Sorry.
Yeah. Y'all took up most of it.
No, you told the
negativity.
You told the whole story. Yeah. We just commented on it.
And I'm going to be in a good mood for the next 8 hours thanks to those birds.
Okay, well, I was just going to remind people that there's bird apps. You don't have to actually go out in nature to hear the bird to get
and
the benefits.
And that was Amy's Thank Bird
you.
Minute.
I'm over it. Sorry, Amy. Thank you, Amy.
There's one called Urban Mind. Thank you.
Okay. Trucker Mike in Nashville left us this voicemail.
Got a morning corning for y'all. Next time you go to the fridge, make sure you knock before you open the door because there might be a salad dressing. All right, have a good one, guys.
Get it?
Yeah. Good dressing.
Here is somebody from Maine.
I just heard about Lunchbox's watch and how he got it. I hope he gets in trouble because that is literally wrong. That is taken away from a child that needs a Christmas. So disappointed in Lunchbox.
I think you're a little confused. He did put an angel up on a tree to where somebody would think he was a kid and they would buy him presents, which we said don't do. But nobody got that angel, thank goodness. But a listener sent him a watch, like a personal angel.
Yes, people have their story all confused. I signed up for an angel tree. No one adopted me. So some nice B-teamer mailed one to the studio and said, Merry Christmas from a B-teamer. And so it took away from no child. It was some B-teamer that listens to the show, is a big fan. I guess me, the show.
Okay, we're not fighting for it here. I'm just saying that wasn't that. But yes, we also think that was don't send Lunchbox gifts in the mail.
You absolutely can
because
if you want.
Because he's just going to beg on the air for more stuff. That's the situation that we want to avoid here.
And I think even the angel tree stuff, he's just such, he wants attention all the time. I think he
And it'd be cool to get adopted.
Get him a lot
I've
of attention.
Always wanted to be on one of those trees.
Mm-hmm. Here's, and me too.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You get free gifts.
But I don't go do that.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah. Michelle from Florida, here you go.
I was just catching up on a podcast. Raymundo was talking about what he had done in his ears, and it's called an ear lavage, and what they took out was probably earwax that was accumulated from all the time that he cleans his ears with Q-tips and it pushes it in. I used to work for a doctor. I was a medical assistant, and I used to have to do those, and man, the things I would take out of older people's ears.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
It's good though, huh, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. I really don't even like talking about it. That's why I really never brought it up. Lunch is the one that brought it up, but yeah, it is very gross, but very relieving.
Okay.
But you had a whole blockage where you couldn't hear out of an ear?
Yeah, I was numb in the right side of my head for half of the vacation.
And it was all wax? Bro, what are you doing in there? Mm-hmm.
It might have been like small bugs as well. Mites.
Mites.
There's no telling. I mean, it was black chunks of dust, dirt, everything. Grime.
In one side of your head?
Yeah. The other one was fine.
That's a lot of stuff in there.
I use Q-tips, though, so now I'm nervous. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're thinking about getting a personalized license plate this year...
Don't. If you think it, don't.
Okay. But if you're into a vanity plate of sorts,
okay.
I've got a list of some that were rejected in 2022, so you know what's not an option.
Fart guy. F-R-T-G-U-I. Oh,
that would probably get rejected, because she mad... Got buns, what? Cool AF.
She mad though. That's funny.
I
and
like
not
that one.
Bad.
I didn't think so either, but it got rejected.
Cool AF. What was the other one?
Cool AF.
You can't do that because the F stands for a bad word.
Mm-hmm. I mean, got buns.
Yeah, especially if you're like a bread maker.
Yes.
There we go.
Thought that.
Dude, that's funny.
This one is C O K A N E.
Cocaine. Oh no!
Oh, no!
Again. Spelled in a weird way. You know, they were like, "I got an idea to get it past them."
What if your name's Kane? Mm-mm. And you have named Kane. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Someone went through old articles from 1923 to see what experts were predicting back then for 2023, because it'd be 100 years.
They did an article predicting the future?
Way back then.
Love it. Yeah. Go.
So they thought, wow, the average life expectancy will likely be 100 years old. It was only 57 back then.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not though, right?
No, it's not. But okay. That to me is not the headline. The headline is 100 years ago, 57.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
So we
that
are
was
making
the life, yeah, massive.
Progress.
I assume life expectancy in the States is like 77 or 78.
It was 78 and I read it kind of went down to 76.
Yeah, well, right now, as of today, somebody just died, so it went down. 77.28.
Okay, there you go. Cancer will be eradicated.
A lot, eradicated, no, but a lot of different cancers are able to be beat now because of early detection. And then also they're working on a cancer vaccine now for the first time of certain cancers I read.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, again, making progress.
Yeah.
Telepathy will exist.
Try that word again.
Is that not right?
Mm-mm, telepathy.
Why did I say it that way?
Which is thinking and communicating.
Wrong.
Like right now, Eddie, I'm going to send you telepathic messages. What am I saying?
Ooh, Amy really messed that word
That's
up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Telepathy.
Okay. No, it is not. Say it again, though. Telepathy.
There you go.
Struggle sometimes. And then homes won't have kitchens anymore because they thought, we're going to have all these chemical formulas that make food, and so there's going to be no need to cook.
Eat it in a pill.
Yeah. Voila. Mm-hmm. Dinner is served.
They weren't super off.
Mm, that last one's pretty bad, though.
But also,
we have kitchens.
But there are like, but there are like shakes now for a whole meal.
Yes, true. Yeah.
And also that life expectancy, 100 years, and we've gained 20. I mean, that means another 100. We could be living to 130, 140.
Wow.
We just missed it.
No, you feel, I know. I knew you were going to say that. You're so bummed that you just missed it. In Alabama, a woman named Vicky Wise, she found a bear sitting on the side of the road next to some garbage. She's like, hey, this is a totally good bear, and it could be a dog toy.
Wait, a live bear?
No, like a little stuffed
bear. We didn't say stuffed.
I was thinking real bear.
Stuffed bear. And she's like, oh, my dog could play with this. Well, there was a little piece of Velcro on the bear, so she reached inside, and she found a heart-shaped box filled with human ashes with the name Barry Freed, who supposedly passed away May 20th, 2020. And she's doing whatever she can to find the original owner of the bear so she can return the ashes. And as of this moment, the person hasn't been found. So if you knew Barry Freed.
Barry Freed.
He's a funny guy.
In a bear.
And probably got put it. Lunchbox, didn't one of your friends get their car broken into and their ashes stolen?
He had his father's ashes in it, and they were going to go spread them the next day. So he put them in the car the night before. Someone broke in and stole the ashes.
Oh, man.
And we went on the air with it, and I don't think he ever got them back.
Never got them back.
So terrible.
Oh, man. I still, when you say that, it makes me
that's so tough. Sad. Yeah, that's a tough one. Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Let's take a trip back to 1968. Sharon Day is off to her high school dance in West Virginia. She's doing the twist, and she went, I lost my wallet. And here we are, 54 years later, still hadn't found it. Well, this guy Bradley Scott's doing some remodeling at the school. What's this? Finds the wallet, has pictures in it, social security card. He goes on social media, and the pictures had names on them, so he was able to look them up. Hey, I got your wallet. She got him back.
So it fell in something and just stayed forever. First of all, she needs Legacy Box to save those pictures.
She does.
And then second of all, that song you were singing, Doing the Twist.
That's from the 60s.
Is that Chubby Checker?
What was that again?
Doing the Twist. Doing the Twist.
That's not a song, though. Mm. Do you think you're singing a song that's already known?
Yeah, that's the one they do. Like at sporting events, they do. Do the twist.
They do. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
That's what I just did.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Did I just say?
Do yours?
Do the twist.
Well, you kind of took it.
But yeah, how crazy is that? So he reunited her with her lost wallet. That's 54 cool. years later.
I don't understand how stuff travels in social media like that. Like, we post something and nobody sees it. But like,
but he had her name. Nobody cares about ours.
And he had her name because her social security
people are motivated to either help people or yell at people.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are the two things. All right, Lunchbox, good story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. We really appreciate you. It's the time of the morning where we go over to Amy and she gets in her morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call an angry carrot?
What do you call an angry carrot?
A steamed veggie.
That was the morning corny.
That'll be one that gets shared a lot. I can sense it sometimes on our socials because that's a steamed veggie. Get it. We're going to do mom confessions. And if any of the moms out there want to call and share something with us, we'd love to have it. You don't have to share your name if you don't want to. We have one through email. She did not want to call, but she said, Dear Bobby, I'd feel much better if I told you this via email. I used my 8-year-old son's toothbrush to clean mud off, and I really got in the grooves of my running shoes. My plan was to replace the toothbrush with a new one because I already have one in the bathroom, and I really meant to. Well, I sat it down and forgot to replace it in that exact moment, and my son ended up using it. I couldn't bring myself to tell him, but he did use it a couple times, but I did replace it ASAP.
Oh.
this is my mom confession. Please forgive me for my sins.
Oh.
You know what? I do forgive you. Thank you for sharing with us. I bet you there are so many things like this that are happening every single day that moms are going through, that moms are doing. Then if you just need to get it off your chest, our number is 877-77-BOBBY. That's the situation. Amy, anything you'd like to admit to?
Well, I mean, something recently was that in a bowl of cereal, and I was like, I think that this is a hair. And it was like this really big deal. I said, okay, fine. I'll go make you another bowl.
Oh, there was no other bowl made.
So I went to the kitchen and I just pulled out the hair and I sprinkled a little bit more cereal on
it. No other bowl was made.
But to me, there was no point in wasting a bunch of cereal when I knew it was just my hair.
Okay, waiter confession. We used to do that back in the day when I waited tables. They'd be like, yeah, there's something wrong here. Okay, you just go back. You just turn the meat a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
There was nothing wrong with it. Sometimes people were just out of control with their demands. I wanted my steak in this shape. I thought I was getting it. Okay. It's not cooked well enough. You know what you do? You go out. You put it in the oven for 30 seconds. Just reheat it again. Okay. The chef has, oh, it's perfect now.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything to it.
Yeah, no details. It's
that's
perfect.
That's awesome.
That's happened all the time.
Love it.
Eddie, anything? You're not a mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a dad of four. If you look deep into the arsenal, deep into the well,
mm-hmm.
is there anything you'd like to admit to, or is you pretty much just a perfect dad?
No, look, I don't want this to be a common theme, but I don't have a lot of cash on me. I really don't. And so when I need cash, mm-hmm. I know where to get it immediately. My kids keep their wallets in the same place. And so I borrowed recently $20 from one of my boys, and I still haven't paid it back. And he's mentioned it, like, I swear I had, but his.
Oh, he doesn't even know you borrowed it.
You don't tell him?
No, guys, I will put it back.
That's not borrowing.
I guess that's why it's a confession.
That's a heist. You just pulled off a heist.
This kid, his memory is not great. So he's thinking, he's like, he must have lost it somewhere. And I haven't said anything about it.
He's in trouble for forgetting where he put his money.
So that's not good.
We're doing mom confessions. I want to go to Savannah in Alabama, who is on the phone right now. Savannah, you're a mom. What would you like to confess?
When my son, he's 5, is overly tired and I know he needs a nap and he's watching TV, I will change the language on the TV to make him think that he's just too tired to understand it. So when he wakes up after taking a nap, I change it back to English and he just thinks it's like, oh, I was tired. I should listen to mom more often.
Possibly the funniest call we've ever had.
Wow. Huh.
She's living in 2030, and we're over here in 2023 just next hanging level. Out. Yeah. So can I ask you this question, just from one creative to another, Savannah? Did you come up with this yourself?
I actually saw it from a mom on TikTok.
Hilarious. Wow. She should be investigated, but that is amazing.
Wow. I wonder if there are long-term effects of this, like when the kid grows up.
What if he just knows Spanish, though? What if the effect is all of a sudden
only
he's
when
like,
he's tired, though.
He's like, oh, hola.
Or anytime he hears another language, suddenly he gets tired.
He gets tired, right?
Anytime someone speaks Spanish.
Amazing.
Savannah, that's funny. Thank you for calling and sharing that.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You too. That's one of the best calls we've ever had, yeah. Pound for pound. This is a voicemail we got about this. This is Alyssa from North Carolina.
When my 8-year-old daughter was younger, we would always go to a restaurant or somewhere that had a play place. And, of course, she would ask to go in the play place. And I always would tell her that we didn't get a ticket. We weren't chosen at the register to get a ticket, so she couldn't be admitted into the play place. As she's gotten older, she realized that was a lie and called me out on it, so it doesn't work now.
I like that
one. Dang.
Next level stuff, guys.
No ticket.
A lot of parents out there taking notes right now on their phone. Shelby in Massachusetts is on the phone. Hey, Shelby, we're doing mom confessions. You're a mom. What you got for us?
Oh, so I have teenagers, and normally I cut off their internet at night. Otherwise, they sneak the tablets in bed after I've gone to bed. So when I need some extra sleep or I need some time to myself, I cut the internet so they think it's as late as I say it is, and I change the times on the clock so that they don't think I'm lying, and I tell them that it's way past their bedtime.
Wow.
That's great.
This is so much work.
A lot of effort.
They believe that? They believe all that, the time, the everything?
I have a 13-year-old. He hasn't caught on yet.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's a lot of effort, but so is getting some time to yourself when you have boys who never stop fighting.
I felt that. Shelby, thank you very much for the call. That is a lot of work, but it sounds like it's worth it to her because that is very important to her that time. Let's go over and talk to Cynthia in Virginia. Cynthia, we're doing mom confessions. What do you want to say?
It's about 6 years ago. My kids were staying with their dad for the weekend, and I went on a trip, and I had to pee so bad, and there was nowhere to stop. So I used an empty Gatorade bottle, threw it in the back of the floorboard, and thought, all right, when I get home, I need to throw that in the trash. Oh, no. Totally forgot about it. Next week, I'm driving my six-year-old son to school, and I hear him say, oh, mommy, I think this Gatorade went bad.
No. No, 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 no.
In my rearview mirror, and he has taken a sip.
Oh,
no.
This is terrible.
Okay, what is your reaction? Do you try not to laugh hysterically? What happens in the next 5 seconds after he says that?
I was mortified. It's hilarious now. I wanted to cry because I felt so bad. Now it's absolutely hilarious, and I make fun of him all the time because he's almost 13.
Hey, little pee drinker.
Oh, wow.
Remember that time?
But in that moment, do you tell him? Because I feel like that would send my kids so far in another direction that I'd be like, oh, yeah, looks like that's gone bad. No more sippies.
No, it was just like a year ago that I finally told him.
Oh, wow.
And he laughed. He thought it was funny. Oh. But yeah, no, at the time I could not. I wanted to cry.
All right, the date is January 10th. 2023. This is the day of the greatest phone calls in the history of the Bobby Bones Show. I'm putting this down in my diary. Thank you for the call. Hope you have an awesome morning.
You guys do too. Thank you.
See you later. It's a voicemail from Jasmine in Utah.
So I am a new mom to an almost one-year-old. I work full-time. Sometimes I will take a day off and I still take him to the sitters. The sitter is my mom, and at times she will be like, oh, why don't you take a day off so that I can, you know, do this or do that. And I tell her, well, it's really hard for me to take days off at work. But once in a while, I do that, and I still take them to the sitter so that I can have a me day. Love the show.
Wow. People are working hard. You know what? You deserve a me day.
She like dresses for work and drops her kid off and then goes home.
Absolutely. She prepares a report just in case she gets questioned about it. Here's a voicemail from Claire in Conway, Arkansas.
I take about 90 to 95% of my kids' candy, like Halloween treats. And I work in a school. I have a treasure box, and I take all of it and put it in my treasure box at school. And when my kids ask me, mommy, mommy, where's my candy? I just pretend not to know what it is. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Wow. You like pretend to not know what it is.
I get the candy one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I love sugar, you know? This is Rachel. Let's go talk to Rachel. Rachel, we're doing mom confessions. Thank you for calling the show. What would you like to say?
Hey, so this just happened over Christmas break, but we were at a big family gathering, and I needed to sneak off and go to the bathroom, so I grabbed my phone. I get in there, sitting there, and I realized that it was my daughter's phone, my 14-year-old daughter's phone. So I was like, oh, it's okay. I need to do an audit anyway. So I'm, like, looking through her texts and checking stuff. And all of a sudden, I get a FaceTime call from, like, this boy named Jackson. I'm, like, freaking out because I, like, don't know what to do. I don't really FaceTime a lot. So I'm trying to, like, decline the call. But I accidentally accept the call, like, while I'm in the bathroom. So I'm, like, freaking out. So I'm, like, this poor boy. I'm, like, trying to hit all these buttons. And so finally the call did go away. But I never did say anything to her. I just, like, went and put her phone back on the counter. And she hasn't said anything. And I don't know if this boy has said anything, like, if he's too traumatized or what. Yeah.
So Jackson saw you on the commode?
Yeah, pretty sure that happened.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Thank you for your vulnerability.
I'm mortified for her.
Thank you. I hope you have an awesome day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I don't know what to say except this has been a great segment.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. I'm just going to take one at random because they're all so good. Let's go to Amanda, who is listening to us in Oklahoma. Amanda, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
Hey. I have a four-year-old, and his bedtime's usually 9 o'clock. But on days that it's really rough, it's daylight savings time, so it gets dark early. The other night, I told him it was 9 o'clock when it was really 7 o'clock. He didn't have a clue, but I was really excited, rushing to get to bed, and he bought it. So
and with it being darker a little earlier, I bet you can get away with that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably amplify the time change. When the time changes, you get an extra hour you can lie about as well. One more. Laurel in North Dakota. You were on the Bobby Bones Show. Laurel, go ahead.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so I have a six-year-old and an eight-year-old boy. And this happened about a couple years ago where they were both fighting each other. And my youngest son, he's bigger and he's got some bulk to him, and he kept hitting my oldest son, hitting him. And my oldest son finally, he kept complaining to me, and I was getting tired of hearing him complain. And I told him, I was like, just hit him back. I'm done. Just hit him back. Stick up for yourself. So he went and he hit him like on the shoulder back, and all of a sudden my youngest clocked him back. And I was like, oh, great.
Like in the face?
Yeah.
Just wiped him out.
Yeah, it got worse.
Oh, gosh.
She turned her two sons into a bar brawl.
Yeah.
Inadvertently. They're busting pool sticks over each other's back,
smashing
beer bottles over each other's heads. She's like, how did those get into play?
It's my bad.
Everybody, thank you for the calls. We really appreciate that. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, how do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. On the phone, it's Carmen in Florida. We're talking mom confessions. Carmen, thank you for holding. What's going on?
Hi, no problem. It's kind of a confession. My son already knows about it now, but we're teaching him how to drive, and we live by US 19 in Curlew in Palm Harbor, so it's very busy, and we want him to be prepared for, like, all the things that can happen to him, not just, hey, you're a good driver, you stay in between the lines. So my husband actually put a radio in the trunk one night. It wasn't that busy, guys. Everyone calm down. And he played horn sounds like people were honking at to make him kind of panic and see, like, how he would react or what he would do, and he stayed calm the whole time, so we're just throwing curveballs at him to get him trained for crazy drivers.
Tiger Woods' dad, when he was training Tiger, would play golf with him and constantly harass him, make noises, jiggle change, everything while Tiger was playing to go, well, if you can't handle this, you can't handle that. And then Tiger learned to handle that. Same thing with this kid who's driving on the road with an automobile that could kill lots of people.
But he's going to be an awesome driver.
Listen, I'm glad he passed. Hey, that's great, Carmen. Thank you for sharing that with us. I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you, too.
All right, see you later. The news in 60 seconds, including a massive show getting renewed for another season, coming up in a second. But first, I do want to tell you there's a new episode of the Bobbycast up. I talked to creative songwriters, producers for like an hour. Tom Douglas, awesome songwriter. For example, he wrote The House That Built Me. Thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. He's Such a good song. He talked about the process. It took him 7 years to write this song from Miranda Lambert. People kept going, pass.
Wow.
7 years. And then Miranda got it, cut it, and made it amazing.
Yeah, it's a great
song.
Can't
imagine any other voice on it except for maybe McGraw.
Ooh, that would be cool. I never thought about that.
McGraw could have really done it justice. But those are the two that I hear and go, dang, maybe Cody Johnson.
Yeah, that'd be
possibly
cool.
Possibly Stapleton.
Okay.
I keep going. All right, time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Back-to-back titles. Georgia Bulldogs champions again. Well, for about 10 minutes in the first quarter, it seemed like it could be a game.
That's about it.
Stetson Bennett gets a standing ovation as he goes out of the game after playing quarterback, winning his second championship. They call timeout, and they let him come out of the game so people have a moment to, like, cheer for him. And here's a clip.
Bennett caps a career that began with no scholarship offer at Georgia. He'll leave with a legacy unlike anybody else at this school.
He wasn't even a starter last year, He won the championship. A lot of schools are like, we don't think you're... I mean, he's like 25 or 26 now, too. But just a great story. He's won two championships. He looked great last night. Here's the final call, Georgia winning the national title.
But the Georgia Bulldogs bludgeon their way to back-to-back. Glory, glory, Georgia, as the fight song says.
I do a sports show called 25 Whistles. I can't get enough, and I had enough last night about midway through the third quarter. Yeah. It was mercy rule, and I changed it. We went and watched another episode of Kaleidoscope. Didn't watch the end of the game, but I honestly felt embarrassed for TCU.
It just never got better
for them. It just would have been better had they lost the last game and not had to deal with that. Great for them to get to the championship, but man, that's embarrassing. I like TCU. I like the coach. I like Sonny. But man, it was ugly. UGLY, they ain't got no alibi. It was ugly. Thank you. Oh, I felt bad for them. And it's sports. I just feel like they should have ran the clock, nonstop clock, like they do for when you're 11.
Oh yeah.
We're just going
to
run the...
Or they stop the score once it gets to a certain point.
Yes. It was really bad. If you're feeling anxious, cut back on your diet foods, meaning like Diet Coke, Diet X, Diet Y.
Oh.
The common sweetener aspartame used in many foods and drinks is linked to anxiety, research finds. Especially when you're drinking 12 to 16 ounces in a sitting. Aspartame, which has been controversially linked to a range of problems, is used in almost 5,000 foods and is promoted as diet. Just check your ingredient list, especially if you already have an issue with anxiety, because it could be making it worse. That is from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Gosh, I just love a good Diet Coke from time to time.
I hate Diet Coke.
Really?
I hate that taste.
Love it.
That aftertaste. It just reminds me of my grandma. She used to drink so much Diet Coke. And I love soda. I love Coke. Coke itself, the real one. But I would be like, okay, let me have it. Disgusting. The cold weather can make you angrier. Amen.
Yeah.
I hate cold weather. Researchers found that very cold weather can cause irritability, migraines, insomnia, and trouble concentrating. A lot of these symptoms disappeared when the test subjects were in warmer weather than 60 degrees. Once the temperature got below 35, people's moods and temperaments started to become affected. That's from Healthline. For me, it's anything I've ever broken or torn in my body hurts really badly, even if I don't do anything to make it hurt. My fingers, when it starts to get colder because I've broken them playing high school football, they all hurt. My shoulder, which I've torn and messed up and also have tendonitis in my right shoulder, if it just gets below 45, it just starts to ache.
Oh, wow.
Dang, Papa.
I thought it was a
big man.
Rains, but yours is cold weather, too.
Cold weather, too. Yeah. Everything gets inflamed again when it gets cold. I hate being so athletic with all these injuries.
I know, you're past.
You guys can Papa me all you want, but hey, I wouldn't be injured boy and doing stuff, you know? Also on the news, from CNBC, Rolls-Royce sees record sales in 2022. No slowdown in spending by the wealthy. Yeah. I've never seen inside a Rolls-Royce. And I was talking to Mike yesterday because we once saw a Hyundai Genesis and thought it was a Bentley. I don't know much about cars.
That's right.
We freaked out because we saw a Hyundai Genesis. We were like, there's a Bentley. And that's like the dream. Except I thought my dream was a Bentley. Maybe it's a Hyundai Genesis. But they say that Rolls-Royce, even though the economy has been going in a non-positive way, that it's up 8%. I don't even know that I would know what one looked like until I got up front and saw that little thing on the front.
Yeah, the RR.
Yeah, Mike is showing me pictures now.
Do you know anyone that has one?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say who. An artist drove one over to my house once.
Wow.
That's legit.
Does it look like the Grey Poupon car?
The one that they had looked even It actually looked cool because it was like a super, I don't want to say too much.
Okay.
People's privacy. Okay. But it was really cool. Okay. It was not just a regular Rolls Royce. But I didn't know what it was. And I was like, what kind of car is that? And they told me. And I
that's
was
like, the life, though, dang. Man.
I mean,
you would
okay.
look. You would not look right in that car.
What are you talking about? I rolled to a stoplight there. I rolled to your house.
But
and
do
that.
You even drive? I'm looking at it. It looks like with this car, you need a driver.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Do you even drive your own Rolls Royce?
A driver with like a British accent.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You know?
With a bottle of Grey Poupon at all times. Bill's safety, DeMar Hamlin, has returned home to Buffalo.
Amazing.
Crazy.
After nearly a week at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center following that game against the Bengals where he went into cardiac arrest. That is from Fox News. Love to see that.
Yeah.
The ability for him to get out of that hospital, the ability that those doctors had on the field, in the room, at the hospital, the care that he... Tell me science is bad. I dare you.
I can't do that.
Exactly. That's why they teach it in schools. He's got to be so grateful to so many layers of people that made his life able to be lived. Yeah. Just able to be lived.
So many things went right for him to be okay.
A new study found that people who think of themselves as good looking, they showed a less willingness to continue wearing masks during the pandemic.
Oh.
Hey, I felt that. You better believe I'd have been an anti-masker if I'd have been hot. Just for that reason alone.
Yeah, you guys
see
that
I don't
face.
Believe in masks, but I just been good looking. That'd have been
what?
Awesome.
Why?
Because you want to show off your good looks.
Oh. Maybe that's why if you have Come big on. Muscles, you wear cutoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why?
Yeah, except for me.
Yeah, I was about to say
mine's not about muscles. Mine's just about being comfortable.
You always cut your sleeves
I
off.
I do, always. I hate it. I hate sleeves. I hate pockets. That's why I carry bags. That's from Frontiers in Psychology, where they say people that felt they were really good looking, they did not like masks for the most part.
Weird.
Because of the reason they don't want to cover their face. Wednesday has officially been renewed for a second season at Netflix. Now, I haven't watched Wednesday, but anybody I know that has, they love it. It is apparently one of their biggest shows ever. So Wednesday is Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family, but it's just about her, and she's a teenager, and she's going to, I don't know. Okay. But I have a couple friends that have seen it, and they loved it. It's 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, and they have renewed it. But I think it may be, okay, here it is. It's Netflix's third most popular series of all time, only behind Stranger Things and Squid Game.
Wow.
So have you watched Wednesday, Mike?
I started it.
You did? You like it?
Yeah, pretty good.
I didn't start it because I feel like me watching a show about just a teen girl feels weird. I remember when I watched that thing, 10 Things, 60 Reasons Why.
Oh, the one girl.
69 Reasons Why.
Hannah Baker, dude.
Yeah, and I like that show, but I always felt weird talking about it because here I am, an adult man watching 13 Reasons Why,
13
reasons. I watched 69 Reasons Why. It was a whole, you don't want to know.
Okay, all right.
Your top three songs in country music this week at number three, Nate Smith, Whiskey on You. Number two, Jordan Davis, What My World Spins Around. To the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me, the way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy, I'm ring I'm wearing, that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring, I don't even know what it is. Number one, Jelly Roll, Son of a Sinner. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner. Number one pop song is from Sam Smith and Kim Petras, Unholy. All right, that's your news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
We waited until late in the show to talk about this. Don't want a lot of young kids in the car. We're talking about the Idaho murders. This is a big news story, but still, just I'll use discretion when if it's early versus late in the show. I'm going to go late on stuff like this. So that being said, I mean, I'm keeping up with it. I mean, from what I know, you know, there's a dude. He's a PhD candidate, Washington State, I think.
Yeah.
And four young adults were murdered, and forever they didn't know. However, the cops were already on it. We just didn't know they were on it. But this dude, and I can just start rattling off stuff. You know, he had apparently been and stalked that area like 12 times, the house, those people.
And based on surveillance.
They know this from seeing it and his phone.
And his phone.
Here's how a cell phone works. Our cell phones aren't GPS. Unless you actually turn GPS on. What our cell phones do is they bounce off towers near every few seconds to be like, yep, still on right here. Bing, 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 bing. So that's what happens. So you can't actually tell exactly where someone is unless you're going into the GPS part of it. They don't have the ability to do that with him. But he would be around this area. Bing, 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 bing. And they can do that by seeing what his cell phone pinged off of. The night of the murders, for a period of time, he turned his phone completely off, probably airplane mode, which made it even weirder
yeah.
because his phone was never off. And so when it happened, it was on airplane mode. So they don't know where he was, except when he turned it back on, once he got back near where he was coming from. You know, they were looking for DNA from the guy, but they had seen him scrubbing his car. And once they got into it, there was no DNA. I mean, he scrubbed it every inch, they said.
Yeah.
He had gloves on at times, too. There were some pictures with him with gloves. But he spent a long time stalking. And when he did it, he didn't want to be tracked. So again, he turned it off. So as they're looking for this DNA, they can't get any from him. But did you know trash is considered abandoned property? If it's in the trash, it's abandoned property. You can go to anybody's trash and take anything out of it. So that's what they did. But his trash, it wasn't in. They went to his dad's trash. They found his dad's DNA and they matched it. And it was like 99.999998 of his, which showed that his dad was the parent of the DNA of that dude.
Smart.
So,
and they live in Pennsylvania.
They have. You guys can throw some stuff in here too if I've forgotten a lot of the stuff. There are some different. You know, he didn't kill everybody. Wasn't there one person?
There were two people.
But the girl came out of her room,
saw him,
and was able to say that he had bushy eyebrows and had a mask over his face and exited through the sliding glass door.
Same way he came in.
But the mask was like a COVID mask, so it wasn't like he was in there like a ski mask or anything like that. And what's crazy is there was Reddit and Facebook threads
he was in there
commenting on it while they were doing the investigation. People were like having theories, and he was like, no, the guy, they were like, he parked next door and went in, and he was like, no, he parked on the back road, entered through the wood, went through the woods, and went through the sliding glass door, left door open, did the killings, and left.
There were two different names, one on Reddit, one on Facebook.
And they were like, why do you answer these like a serial killer? And he would argue with them like, that's not right. Your theory is wrong. Because he was mad because people were having the wrong theories. And he was like, even before he was released, he was on there saying, oh, guy is really smart. Left the knife sheath in the house. For sure going to get caught.
And the cops hadn't released some of the stuff that he was saying.
And everybody was bashing the cops like, oh, you guys don't know what you're doing. How stupid. This crime is too big for you guys. And they had it all along. Oh,
there's a video of what looks like him at the vigil.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around.
Same body type.
So,
did you watch the pullover when the cops pulled him over in Indiana?
Yes, he was with his mom, wasn't he?
His dad.
It was his parent.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But they let him go.
No, they did that because they wanted to get body cam footage because they were looking to see if there was any marks on his hands. They didn't really want to pull him over. The FBI had the cops pull him over and not do anything just to kind of look. And when they say, where are you going? He goes, we're going to get Thai food.
I did see that.
And the dad looks at him and goes, what? No, we're driving to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's very awkward.
Oh, man. It's been crazy.
So more details are emerging in the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students. Questions remain about the slayings more than 6 weeks after the four students were found dead in an off-campus house. A suspect was arrested and charged with their murders. Unsealed court documents shed more light on the investigation. And what detectives learned in the weeks and hours leading up to the crime. On December 30th, police arrested a suspect in connection with their murders, and he was in the mountains.
Yeah,
they went and finally got him.
And what's crazy is he went back by the house the next morning.
Yeah,
like at 9 in the morning to see if the cops had been there, if they had discovered the bodies. His cell phone pinged right in front of the house again. Ugh. Just, oh my goodness.
Obviously, he was obsessed with it because he went to the vigil, supposedly.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of video from that, and they're like, this is him. So police did not disclose a motive upon his arrest. And I don't know that there is a motive now other than what a serial killer is motivated by.
Yes. Not yet, and they don't know if he even knows if he knew who they were.
Before he became obsessed with them. Yeah. The murder weapon, which police believe was a fixed blade knife, is still missing. Although they do have the sheath, which I've now learned what that is. Mm-hmm. It's just the leather thing that holds the knife.
The holder.
Because they were talking about that, and I had knives with sheaths, but I didn't know that's what you called it.
And his DNA was on the button.
The suspect got in the house. The surviving roommate who saw the masked individual in the house. But I guess the interesting thing was she didn't call 911 until
the next day. She was frozen in fear, and they thought the girls were just hung over. And she heard them upstairs saying, like, the dog barking, and then she heard one girl going, oh, and the guy saying, I'm here to help you.
Police believe the murders unfolded between 4 a.m. and 4:25. It wasn't until almost noon the next day, which is odd.
It is odd.
That is odd. Then a 911 call from one of the roommate's phones requested help for an unconscious person. So, and because of the holidays and because of our news cycle, some people don't even really know about this story.
Yeah, I'm just taking it in. I've seen bits and pieces here and there, but then I knew at some point I would have to just commit to learn more because I was very curious. But now I'm hearing it from y'all, which is easier.
What if you're one of the two people who didn't?
No, I can't even imagine.
That'd be tough.
I mean, it's tough for everybody, right? The families of the people this happened to, and forever when they just weren't fine. People thought the police were just sucking at their job, but the police were actually gathering everything that they felt they already had, but they wanted to make sure that they had enough to go in with it and that it would stick.
Right.
And so it's just a reminder of sometimes just because we don't see it happening, I don't mean it's not happening.
Yeah.
And what about all these internet sleuths that are sitting there going, oh, it's this guy, and they're naming the neighbor down the street because he's quiet. Or, oh, like one girl in Houston on TikTok goes, it's one of the professors. She was sleeping with a student. She was worried her husband was going to find out. So she did it. And the lady's like, I'm going to sue you for putting my name in. And the girl's like, you did it. I know you did it. Come sue me.
Well, it's I did
like
see that.
All
that
these internet
crazy.
Sleuths, like, guys, you
well,
guys
you love
are-
the word sleuth, huh? Like, you must just read that somewhere.
I did.
That's what they called him.
Yeah, I know. But he must have like, read that because he's hard on it. I do that too sometimes. I'm going to find a new word.
I was like, that is a cool word.
I was like five times in the sleuth.
I'm going to become an internet sleuth.
But some sleuths have helped solve crimes.
For sure.
No, I get that. But
like the podcasts where they spend a lot of time investigating, not just someone who gets on TikTok and goes, let me push this button and say some crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just throwing names out there. It's like, guys, you can't do that.
So what crime, it doesn't have to be murder, but what crime do you want to see solved? I'm going to take your comments in a second. Lunchbox, we'll do yours now.
Okay. I've been thinking about this. And I mean, if I could solve one crime is who stole my pumpkins?
From your porch?
Yep.
That makes sense.
This Halloween, I put pumpkins out. My kids were so excited. And like 2 days later, they were stolen.
Of all the crimes to help a lot of people in the world, you're choosing the pumpkins from your...
Yeah. And it wasn't like they were smashing the street. They weren't. And I had nice decorative spiders crawling over them. Spiders were knocked off, laying on the porch. And someone took my pumpkins and decorated their house. I want to know who did it.
What would you do to them?
Oh.
I'd ask them why. What were they thinking?
Motive.
They feel
do
good.
They know who they hurt?
Yeah.
Your kids.
Are they serial stealers? Serial thieves?
Do they need help?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what are the sleuths in? Or what are they called?
Yeah, I need an
internet
sleuth.
Were there any
sleuth.
Message boards about that?
No, no one. No one.
Okay, we'll come back. Everybody have yours.
Okay.
Mine feels dark now.
Well, I don't know. It could be.
Wait, but mine was good. What's wrong?
Pumpkins. What was yours?
Well, mine is from, I mean, I'm from Austin, and in the early 90s, there was four girls that were killed at, I can't believe it's not yogurt. It's called the Yogurt Shop Murders.
Wait, they didn't know who did that?
No, it's unsolved.
Oh, it's still unsolved? I didn't know that.
Unsolved.
It was before I moved there, so.
Yeah.
But and that so, one guy went to jail. See, the case is really confusing to me because there was suspects, then they, no, and then they arrested a couple guys and put one guy in jail, and I thought he was still, but I don't know.
I mean, I just looked it up.
Is he out of jail?
And it says it's still unsolved, but I just would think, well, just any situation where parents or family members are having to live with people that died and they have no idea who killed them.
Yeah, the sisters lived down the street from me.
We can roll through this. Tupac and Biggie's one.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, I had that down.
Just so we know, and they can stop making documentaries about it.
Yeah.
Did no one have my pumpkins?
Then I can stop watching it.
Yeah.
No one?
No, I didn't. I made a list, 1,019 lunchboxes of pumpkins. Oh. And that was the very last crime I could even think of. The JonBenet.
Yes.
Because crazy that that is still an open case.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't figure. I mean, there are a lot of theories.
I want to talk about
the Madeline McCann one.
Yeah.
It's crazy where the girl in the hotel room, the parents went like were eating right there near. And that's one. Jack the Ripper is interesting.
The old one?
Because they don't know who Jack the Ripper was. They have thoughts, but they've written hundreds of books. Lots of theories. They don't know who Jack the Ripper was.
But he was like one of the first serial killers?
Yes, only because he was one of the first serial killers that was written about.
Mm.
I think there were probably serial killers forever. The Tylenol poisonings were wild back in the day. You ever read about that?
No.
So we were, well, Eddie was probably a teenager, but 1982
all right.
was the year seven Chicago area people died from Tylenol laced with cyanide.
Dang.
A 1982 Time Story reports that they just started looking and saying, don't take Tylenol. They pulled all the Tylenol from the shelves because somebody had put cyanide in Tylenol.
Wow.
Just killed people.
I was 3 years old, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy.
And I was not a teenager.
Hey, whatever you say. Eddie, did you have one?
Yeah, JFK.
Like, so they think they've solved that one.
Sure they do.
So yours is just a conspiracy theory then.
No, it's not that. They arrested Lee Harvey Oswald for shooting JFK, but then Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald before he can say why he shot JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Man, all through my college years.
But that is not an open case.
No, they've closed it because long time ago.
But, so yours is just a conspiracy theory.
I mean, I don't know that they have the right person.
Okay, but yours is a conspiracy theory because officially they do.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Okay,
like that.
Though, but that's not an open case because there are a lot of things I would like to do conspiracy theory-wise.
I want
to
know who shot JFK and why.
Ray, do you have one?
Yeah, Stephen Avery making a murderer.
Yeah.
I want to know if he is innocent like he says.
Oh, that hit hard.
Yeah, I was in that documentary series pretty hard. Good. I didn't watch the next season, but I did really enjoy that show. And
I still don't know if he did it.
They convinced me he didn't do it.
What about Staircase Guy? The Staircase?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that one.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I watched that.
Think about it, because one of his defenses was that an owl attacked her head. Like, it flew in and clawed her head, and it caused
her to fall down the stairs?
Yeah, and that's what caused the scratches on her head. And you know, I researched it, and yeah, it's crazy what owls can do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
I got honorable mention.
Yeah.
The one Adnan Syed, the one he just got out of prison for. Yeah. I'd like to know who did that. After
you know who solved that? Sleuths.
Sleuths.
They did.
That's right.
Yeah.
The serial sleuths.
Serial sleuths.
Sleuths.
That was
it. Like a sloth. I keep said the sloth. Said the sleuth. Okay, well, we'll move on from this segment.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about the Idaho situation and the murders and what was happening there.
How long did you say he was stalking their house?
He went by there 12 times, according to the cell phone pings.
That they know of.
Right.
And they got him in the mountains.
Okay,
we'll move on. Any updates, we'll talk about it here. But you guys give us a second. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in Hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. We're talking about crimes we wanted to see solved. Not a crime, but I would love to know who was sending pizzas to Amy's house.
That's a good one.
It made her move.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And people have theories that it was Lunchbox. People have theories that it was Tygan Daniel, but they swear it wasn't them. Lunchbox swears it wasn't him. So what was happening?
Oh, it was like 3 or 4 weeks in a row that a pizza showed up at my house from different places. It wasn't always from the same pizza place. and it would be for me. And it was just really weird. And other freaky things were happening at the time, so it wasn't solely the pizzas, but like there was a letter put in my mailbox, which my mailbox was up on my front door.
With a pepperoni in it.
And you had to like go through a gate to get there, so it just felt intrusive. And I was alone a lot, so I just was like, okay, forget it, we're moving.
She moved. And whomever you are, if you're in this room, I don't know who did it, I swear to you. I don't know who did it.
And honestly, like the way the real estate market has gone, I wish I would have kept that house. I don't know,
you cost Amy a lot of money, whomever you are.
Like prime spot.
Lunchbox and Tygan Daniel are the main suspects.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was just pizza, right?
Well, there was other stuff too, but...
But it wasn't just pizza. It was showing up to my house for me, and I say, I didn't order the pizza. And they're like, well, we just have to leave it. And of course, I couldn't eat it because I didn't know if it was poisoned.
Well, it probably wasn't poisoned. You never know. You never know. Yeah, that's what I would solve. One day it'll come out. Our last show ever, Abby will step up and go, it was me.
Oh, Abby.
That's all I'll say. A flight had a terrifying malfunction yesterday. The rear door of the plane flew open after takeoff.
No.
Hats were snatched off passengers' heads. Luggage was sucked out of the plane. The passengers were okay, but they had to emergency land it.
Was sucked out of the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. I saw Dustin Lynch get his pilot's license, and he took a picture in front of a little plane. He's like, I got my pilot's license. Good for you, Dustin Lynch, except there's things we talk about we have no interest whatsoever in. That's something I have no interest in. I hate flying. I'll never be good with it. I have to fly all the time for work. I hate flying. I would never want to be a pilot. Thank God there are people who want to be pilots, but not for me. And I hope Dustin Lynch doesn't get brave up there. He's like, hey, you know, my country music career is kind of boring now because I've just been killing it so much.
Oh.
Let's do a loop-de-loop. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Barrel rolls and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That's just trouble. There's a picture of him in front of some small plane. Starting off this week with a gratitude post. Grateful for my friends and team that continue to push me. Like getting this done right here to the sky. That little plane behind him, I don't know what that thing even does. I know it goes up in the air. It's tiny.
But like Dirk Bentley has been flying for years. You've never said anything about Dirk.
Yes, I have. I'm like, Dirk, stop.
You try to get him to stop too?
Yes. They love flying. They love
do.
It. I have no interest in it whatsoever. Oh my goodness. I have Band-Aids all over my hands today. I still bite my nails. For everything that I do where I'm like, you know what? I like to stay clean. I like to use sanitizer. There's still a couple things I do that are a bit counter as clean as I try to be. One is about my fingernails, especially when I get nervous. And I get hangnails so bad, they come ripping through the skin, and then I just rip them out.
Ugh.
And then they just bleed. It's a nonstop process. But I get really bad. I almost feel like, you know how they say if you shave your head, a hair grows back double?
Yes.
I keep ripping them out, so it's like the hangnails get bigger and bigger now.
Oh.
They're as big as my finger. It's like I have an extra finger coming out of there. I have all these Band-Aids, and we keep Band-Aids at the house mostly for hangnails. And my wife will go, hey, you shouldn't bite your fingernails. And I'm like, yeah. And I'll bite. And she'll go, hey, you're biting? Because during Razorback basketball games, I'm biting my nails or sports. And she's like, you're biting. I know, you know what's going to happen. Your hands are going to hurt. And I'm like, no, leave me alone. And then she'll see me pushing my fingers against another part of my body because I need that relief because the fingernails are gone and I have to like push the skin.
Interesting.
Then sometimes I'll push it on like her side or shoulder. She's like, don't use me for relief. Don't bite your fingernails.
You're like a cat.
I am. It hurts. Like they all hurt right now.
Could you like dip your fingers in like fresh jalapenos before a game?
I could, but I would rather my mouth burn than not be able to get those delectable fingernails.
Interesting.
Oh, well, they make this ick spray for animals that do that. So maybe you do ick spray.
Oh, it's like bitter taste when you bite your nails.
Become immune to ick.
Okay.
Start sucking on ick.
I'll do anything. I will do anything for nails. But it's a problem I've always had. But today, they're very painful. Speaking of dogs, here's the update on Stanley. You know, he had ACL surgeries, and one of his legs completely ripped. The ACL's completely gone, right? So he had the big surgery on that one, and he had to just stay put for 3 or 4 months. Couldn't run. Then we did some little walks, went back to the vet. They said, yep, he's all good now. And we sent him to the dog place for the first time, only for like an hour and a half. And I told you he was limping. He came back limping. And I was like, oh God, here we go again. Turns out that whatever they put in the leg is not another tendon. It's something that can't be ripped. So he's just sore.
Oh, okay.
From that thing in his leg, so he didn't re-rip it.
That's good news.
Yeah, that's
that
good
is.
News.
And today he's going to go back. I'm going to get him from work, take him for a couple hours, and hopefully that bulldog will be back before you know it.
All right.
Yeah. He still has weird hair spots. Those bulldogs are short-haired. They won't grow hair. So he's still like dealing with like short hair, like weird buzz spots on his body.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel bad for him, but then I realize dogs don't have vanity.
Yeah, they don't care.
They have no whatsoever. So, but that's the story on Stanley the Bulldog. So that's all good there. He's slowly getting his way back. We had Abby, our phone screener, and she met a guy in the back of an Uber. They were sharing an Uber. And there's a version of Uber where you can go, I'll do shared. And then it it's picked cheaper. Her up. And then it picked him up. And they kind of split the fee. And so she was like, he was super cute. And then we did a missed connection. Now, this is a voicemail from Jessica in Arizona about Abby's missed connection.
I am just calling about Abby's missed connection. Check your hidden request. So in your messages, there's a request, and then in there is a hidden request, which probably most of your messages are going to. So make sure you check there, because his message might be in that one. I hope you get this voicemail, and have a good day.
Thank you, Jessica. I'm told we have an update tomorrow.
Ooh.
Abby's going to give us the real update tomorrow. A misconnection. Abby, you got that update for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's
all right.
Good one.
We'll do that tomorrow. All right. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Polk County, Florida. A 23-year-old man and 22-year-old woman broke into a house, and they get all this stuff. I'm like, man, how are we going to get this out of here? We don't have a car. So they call the cops and say, hey, we're moving out. Can you come
That's
help?
That's so crazy. You would call the cops when you're doing something illegal. It's just so crazy. I don't mean to interrupt you on that, but it's just so crazy. They would go, what do we do? Let's call the cops, who are the last people you should want around any sort of crime at all. I know they're boneheads, but that's like extra bonehead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they call the cops and they show up and they say, hey, we're moving. Can you help us move some of our
stuff?
Who
calls the cops to
move?
No one.
I mean, that's the part two, but it's like, I never thought, I sure would like to move this dresser drawer. Okay, 911.
And the cops found it a little suspicious, started doing some investigating, arrested both of them.
Yeah.
They make bad decisions, obviously. I mean, you don't just make one big one in life, usually, and so that makes sense, but how dumb. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There is a new Bobby cast up today where I sit for basically an hour and talk to just wonderful creators in the music space. Could be songwriters, could be artists. And I talked to Tom Douglas, who is just such a good songwriter. He wrote The House That Built Me from Randall Lambert.
Thought if I could touch this place, Sophie.
Colin Ray, Little Rock.
I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock.
He's, I think, 70 or so, about to be 70. He talked about writing Little Rock and how he based that song on his dad.
Little Rock is biographical. It really is my father. I just used all those, that storyline of this recovering alcoholic finds himself in, you know, Little Rock, you know, selling VCRs. And he called, the whole song is 3.5 minutes of this guy calling his wife, trying to convince himself and her, I'm going to do it.
It's crazy. It's just such a great talk. He has a documentary on Paramount Plus that's really good. You know, he also talks about as much success as he's had as a songwriter. The one person he's still just trying to impress is his wife. And he talked about how he played a song for his wife. And he was like, okay, I really like this one. And she was like, yeah, it ain't that good.
I told my wife about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I said, honestly, I don't think I can ever play you another song again. It was so, the reaction was so honest and so painful. I was just almost catatonic for about 36 hours. Anyway,
what did you expect?
I expected her to love it. I knew she would not tell me she loved it if she didn't. I've got an audience one. I'm still trying to impress my wife.
Check it out, Tom Douglas. I love the guy. He's written so many massive songs. He wrote Lady A, I Run to You.
That's when I run to you.
So proud of the talk, and I hope you check out the Bobby cast. Go podcast it if you have a few minutes. Super cool. That's what's up. Search for the Bobby cast. Search for Amy's Four Things podcast. There's so much up, but we got to go today. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.